Good morning. This year of 2016 is my year to experience the cherry blossoms or sakura. In February, five high school friends traveled to Kamoela, Hawaii to see the cherry blossoms. We enjoyed the festivity of the Saturday event and tried many of the delicious foods and enjoyed the entertainment at Kamoela Honganji. But most of all, we couldn't stop admiring the beautiful sakura blossoms. This past April, my husband and I traveled to Japan on our own to see the cherry blossoms because we have never been there in the spring. This was a first time to see the beautiful flowers. I worked hard at planning the trip so we could chase the cherry blossoms, and there were many changes in our itinerary. Our purpose was for my husband to experience hanami, sitting under the cherry blossom tree with sake, and he did get to experience that joy. When I first saw the cherry blossoms, I thought of what Shinran, or at that time Matsu Wakamaru, had said when he decided to enter the priesthood. The abbot of the monastery told him to postpone his ordination until the morning, and Matsu Wakamaru said, quote, "Like cherry blossoms are the minds that think there is a tomorrow, but who can tell, there may be a tempest in the night," end of quote. With that, the abbot conducted the ordination at once, understanding what was meant, that life is fleeting, and like the cherry blossoms, the winds of life could blow and cause one to become one with the earth. On our second day in Japan, we walked under the cherry blossom trees lining the roadway in Asuka village. It was a cold and rainy day, so as we walked, the cherry blossom petals fell onto our umbrella. What a beautiful sight it was to see the falling sakura. A poem written by an unknown author states, "Sakura blossom, pink shade of fluttering rain, the fallen warrior." What meaningful words, because as the pink petals fell around us in the rain and wind, they seemed to be fluttering as they fell downward gently and strongly, the fallen warrior. The delicate petals gracefully glide, swaying this way and that and landing on the ground. There were times when I felt sad to be stepping on them as I walked on the pavement. I learned, too, that there are many different varieties of sakura, over 100, or is it over 150, and they are all beautiful. This reminded me of the many different people that we met along the way, most often to ask them for directions. David felt embarrassed that I kept asking anyone around me for directions, and they were all so kind and helpful. Some of them went out of their way to show us where to go. Rather than just pointing, they said, "Follow me," and took us to a point where they knew we couldn't get lost and headed us in the right direction. We were so grateful for the kindness that we received. An elderly couple also directed us to the elevator and held the door open for us when we were at a train station because we had roller bags and hand carry. They didn't ride the elevator, but got it for us. They were so kind. They were all beautiful people. Speaking of directions, I often tried to ask initially if they spoke English. If not, I asked them to speak slowly because I was from Hawaii and I apologized for my Japanese. One lady said that she was glad I told them that I was from Hawaii because she was in a quandary. I had a Japanese face, but I wasn't speaking like a Japanese. So she, I'm sure, thought I was strange. When I told her that I was from Hawaii and that I was third generation, I suddenly rose in her estimation of me. She said that I spoke well for a sansei. Isn't that interesting? Like the changing and fleeting cherry blossoms, opinions of others can change suddenly. By knowing about others, we get to understand them, and compassion embraces us. My eyes could not stop absorbing the sakura trees as we saw them from the train, as we walked under them, or as we viewed them from the ropeway, and as we just stood and looked. It is a vision that you wish would not disappear. The colors vary from white to light pink to dark pink, and the size varies from small ones like the Mami Sakura, my favorite, and to the usual Sakura. I was impressed with the variety and the beauty, but I was also sad that they would soon fall to the ground. As the poet Sadaye wrote, "Now from cherry trees, millions of maidens flying, fierce warlord storm." This is how our life is. We never know what can happen overnight. The uncertainty of life, the unpredictability of life is always upon us. The transient nature of life encompasses all of us. Renyo Shonen also realized this when he wrote the Hakkotsu no Sho, or White Ashes, after his personal experiences with people close to him who are dying. He quoted, "In silently contemplating the transient nature of human existence, nothing in our world is more fragile and fleeting than our life. Thus we hear of no one sustaining a human form for 1,000 years. Life swiftly passes, and who among us can maintain our human form for even 100 years? Renyo continues to write, "The fragile nature of human existence underlies both the young and the old, and therefore we must, one and all, turn to the teachings of the Buddha and awaken to the ultimate source of life. By so understanding the meaning of death, we shall come to fully appreciate the meaning of this life, which is unrepeatable and thus to be treasured above all else. By virtue of true compassion, let us realize the irreplaceable value of human life, and let us together live the Nembutsu in our hearts." Isa wrote a haiku that speaks of the flowers and our life, for he too understood the meaning of life. "A saddening world, flowers whose sweet blossoms must fall, as we too, alas." As we traveled through Osaka, Yoshino, Nara, Kyoto, Hakone, and Tokyo, the sakura were in full bloom. But the words of Issa reminded me of the reality of life, that we will all eventually fall. So I became more aware of Ruth Tabra's words in her book, Just Live, on becoming Buddhist. Ruth lived fully as a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist, absorbing all that she could learn and coming to her own realization of life itself. In her many travels and in her many life experiences, she recalled the words of great teachers such as Tai Uno and entrusted in the teachings. So the words of Just Live embraced me. In the Honpa Honganji Mission of Hawaii 2016 calendar for the month of May, a beautiful picture of a lotus flower from Connie Fukumoto and the poem she got from Edith Tanaka appears in full color. It says, quote, "A flower does not speak. Silently a flower blooms. In silence it falls away. Yet here, now, all this moment, the whole of the flower, the whole of the world is blooming. This is the talk of the flower, truth of flowers. The glory of eternal life is blooming, is fully shining here." This was written by Abbot Zenkei Shibayama. And this is so touching. All I can say is namandabsu. The sakura flowers were speaking to me. Their message is personal to each individual, just as life itself. I cannot share in words the feeling of appreciation of the beauty of the flowers as my eyes feasted on them. I suddenly felt grateful that I could see the beauty so that I could feel the beauty. All I could say was Namam Dabsu. The Buddha Dharma is still beckoning to me to open my mind and heart every day. But I am so grateful for the teachings that guide my life and help me with my daily undertakings. I am reminded that like the cherry blossoms, this moment, might be full of joy and contentment, but the next moment might be a life with fallen petals. Like the people in Japan who enjoy the festive feeling of the blooming cherry blossoms, let us enjoy each moment in life as if we are embraced by the fragrant petals, for who can tell when we will become a fallen petal? Let us just live as a Buddhist. Namo Amida Butsu.